Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are the Watchers.
To We Are the Watchers, episode 23. Greetings, Tom.
Hello.
How you doing?
Absolutely nothing short of outstanding.
And you're being a Slytherin person.
Always.
Oh, okay. All the time. And we've got special guest host, Steph.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. I was expecting to be called Tidy, to be honest.
Well, yeah, you can call her Tidy as well. That's it's Steph or Tidy. Yeah. She'll answer to either of those names.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Is there a backstory behind Tidy?
There is.
Are you willing to share it on air?
I can.
Yeah, do it.
All right. Well, it's a bit of a long backstory, but I'll make it short.
Sure.
So when I was little, I couldn't say Stephanie, so I used to call myself Teddany. And so then the family used to just call me Teddy. Then on a family trip to China one year, we had a tour guide who couldn't pronounce Teddy, so she used to call me Tidy, Tidy Bear.
And that was amazing. So that's the name now. Yeah.
Very fair.
Yeah.
It works.
Do some people even know that you are Steph?
No. No. Your hockey team.
Oh, yeah. My hockey team calls her Leah's sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got a persona of your own.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Some of them know her real name. Others don't, I would assume.
I don't think so. And I get shocked when they use my real name.
Yeah. And sometimes when I use your real name, they say, sorry, who are you talking about? You're talking about Leah's sister. And we went to a trivia night. You know how clubs and that sort of sporting teams or groups will often have those fundraisers?
Yes.
And trivia nights are always a fun way to raise some money. Anyway, our team, which one, by the way, was called Leah's sister's team.
Oh, lovely.
Yep, and we came first.
We did.
Oh, excellent. Well, I don't think we need to explain the connection now.
Oh, yeah,
no,
sister.
I think we've done
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
there we
yeah.
go.
Exactly. We've done it.
Exactly. One of our original listeners, or I should say watcher.
Yes.
So you have been, over the last couple of weeks, I believe, getting a whole heap of different shows that you know that we haven't watched.
Yes.
Because you
I
listen
have.
Every week.
I listen every week. In fact, I'm probably the person who takes the longest to listen.
Why?
Because I have to keep pausing to call you and talk about what you were talking about.
That's a thing. That's happened. That's 100% happened. Well, not only have you got a lot of different shows and whatnot to talk about, but I've been watching a lot of new stuff, and Tom, I know you will have as well.
A few.
Just a few?
Just a few.
Well, should we kick off?
I've got
a couple. It will be very jam-packed, which is why I think we should quickly just get through a couple of news stories that I saw around the traps. This one might interest you, and maybe you know about it, Tom. Fast and the Furious animated series from DreamWorks is going to be on Netflix.
Oh, taking life quarter mile at a time.
So in the series, teenager Tony Toretto follows
Toretto,
sorry. I'm the biggest fan of Tony, as you can tell.
Tony's no one? I don't know Tony.
He is now.
Okay.
Follows in his footsteps of his cousin Dom.
There we go.
So that's the
Vin.
Connection
that's
there.
That's Vin, yes.
Ah.
And there's this whole sort of, they've been recruited by a government agency to infiltrate an elite racing league, served as a front for like a crime organization.
Ooh.
So that's what the animated series is going to be about. And I thought it was worth mentioning because one of our listeners actually got in, not necessarily in contact, just on Facebook, mentioned that they didn't know that there was a Guardians of the Galaxy animated series.
Sure.
And her name's Deb, and she said that she was really keen on checking it out because her kids loved the two movies.
Oh, Deb, let us know what you thought.
Exactly.
Big so, fan of that animated series.
How many seasons now?
Oh, look, I think it might be season 3. There have been 5 blocks on iTunes, but they generally release them in half-season blocks.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I think they're in the middle of the 3rd season at the moment.
Enough for people to
partake yeah, there's
in.
Plenty there to get stuck into.
Yeah.
Another quick little story that I saw was about Sherlock, BBC's
Sherlock.
Yes.
I've not watched it. Have you guys?
Yes.
Was there an American and a UK version of it?
There was. The US version is Elementary.
That's right.
That's right.
With Lucy Liu as Watson.
Ah.
Well, and Johnny Lee Miller.
Yes.
Who was married to Angelina Jolie.
And he was zero cool and,
He was in Hackers. With her. Gosh. Yeah. But no, I'm talking about the one with Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Which is a fun name to say. Do you want to have a turn?
Saying it.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I want to say Cumberbun, though.
Me too.
You can You've say got whatever to concentrate. You like. He'll still answer.
He probably would. He seems like he's got a bit of a sense of humour. But Martin Freeman doesn't want to mess around with the show anymore because of the high expectations from the fans. Benedict says that he doesn't agree and thinks that Martin should just chill out and
do his job.
Yeah, and basically just let us make the show and don't worry about the fans. I think the fans would be more disappointed if they didn't do another season.
Oh, look, I get where Martin's coming from. The guy's been through The Hobbit, he's been through The Office, you know, he's been in a lot of these major franchises with tons of pressure to deliver, whereas Benedict is a lot more new to that sort of thing, you know, he's had Doctor Strange, he's got Avengers coming up tomorrow, we'll talk about that.
We will.
Yeah, but I can get both sides in there because the pressure from fans is overwhelming, especially on British shows where they're only doing three episodes.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of British shows that don't do many episodes, I know you, Tidy, have been watching a bit of the new Luthers.
Yeah.
Because we spoke about Luther last week, but neither of us had seen it.
Well, when you say a bit of, there's only two episodes.
Oh, and you just
flew through them and then got really upset. You know, when the Netflix, rather than saying the next episode will appear, it says watch this trailer and you think, no! It was good. It was really good. It was completely keeping in style of Luther. Very dark, very gritty. I don't want to give too much away because there are some big spoilers.
Okay.
Can you give away on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is Idris?
Oh, well, he gets a new coat.
What?
I don't know if I like this.
And I only say that because when I started to watch the new season, season 4, I suddenly thought, well, what happened in the last season? So I watched the last episode of season 3 and he threw his coat into the Thames.
Yeah, right.
And so then, funnily enough, he had a brand new, exactly the same looking coat.
Are we talking single breast, double breast?
No, he's always got like two or three coats on.
Oh, yeah,
he's
got
his big one and then
he's
got it all going on.
He mustn't have much body fat. Gets very cold.
Yeah. He's very tall.
He's a very tall guy. Yeah.
Anyway, good show. Good show. I don't want to give too much away because I know Leah's eyes are pleading at me Alice moment.
Okay, don't tell me.
So I can't tell you.
Okay. I don't know. You tell us if this is too spoilery, but I'll ask the question anyway. Potentially more episodes later on in the future?
Well, I had to IMDb it when it finished with two episodes. I thought, this is ridiculous, not happening. There is another season.
Oh, there is one.
It just hasn't come to Netflix yet. So I'm assuming that it's in the UK.
Yep.
And I didn't want to go into it because I didn't want to spoil it.
It's very easy to spoil stuff. Yeah. What have you been watching, Tom?
Well, I'll give you two news pieces real quick first.
Yeah, cool.
Just little ones. Both of them over the last 24 hours. One is Venom. So I'm very excited about Venom. I don't know if you saw Spider-Man 3 back with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
What's his the kid from that 70s show?
Yeah, Topher Grace.
That's his name. Yeah. I keep wanting to say Eric because that's his name on the show. So he becomes Venom, the bad guy. He gets that black alien goop on him that makes him like bad Spider-Man.
Right.
So they're doing a spin-off of Spider-Man starring Venom. It's Tom Hardy is playing.
Okay, I was going to ask if they got Topher again.
No, so they're going a very different direction.
A bit grittier. Tom Hardy in it.
I think it's going to be MA rated here in Australia. I think they're going for hard R rating, kind of like Deadpool style, which needs to be because in the comics, Venom, he's called a lethal protector. He's very much an anti-hero in the vein of a Punisher. He eats brains.
Wow.
So he will kill.
Is he a zombie?
No. Okay. No, it's just the alien symbiote enjoys brains.
Okay.
He doesn't really.
Each to their own. Delicious.
Yeah.
And then he gets to a point where he doesn't eat the brains anymore, but he keeps talking about brains because it scares people so much.
Okay. So, he uses it almost like a power move. Yeah.
Yes. I'm not entirely sure. This film's coming out, I think, in September, August, somewhere later in the year. And it looks like they're going a darker route where Eddie Brock, his character, has cancer. And they're using experimental treatment to try and get rid of it.
Yeah.
And some of it maybe some alien tech.
Whoa.
So
that's cool, though, mixing it up so that the comic fans are not quite sure what's going to happen. It'll be a surprise for them.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that's one take.
Okay.
The internet has not responded positively to what's been seen so far, because the teaser trailer they put out had no shot of Venom, not in the costume.
Really?
And there'd been reports and rumours come out that we might not see Venom until like the last 3 minutes of the film, that it might just keep it very, you know, maybe he has some tendrils come out of his fingers and this sort of stuff, but he doesn't get the
straight
full
into a sequel then.
Yes. Yeah. But they've a clip has come out. I believe CinemaCon is on right as we speak, and a clip has been leaked of a 3 second thing of the alien suit coming up over his head, forming the teeth and going for the "we are Venom." Because he has this weird double voice of he speaks and then the alien speaks on top of him and makes all the – anytime he says the suit changes to "we."
Yeah, right.
So it's one entity and stuff. And it looks really gribbly and creepy and just like comic book right. So everyone got a lot of hope about things with that. So that's very exciting.
So there's been a swift turnaround based on a leak. Sometimes I wonder about these leaks.
I know.
Who's leaking it?
That's exactly right.
And the other part I'm very excited for is that – so at one point part of the Venom suit breaks off, almost like giving birth.
Oh.
And forms a red Venom suit called Carnage. Mm. And Carnage couples with a serial killer who is in jail, who has no moral compunction at all, and regularly changes his hands into giant axes or hammers, and it's just... Imagine the Joker, but a hillbilly.
Yeah, right.
Like, "I'm going to get you." Like, that sort of stuff. Well, Woody Harrelson is in this film, and no one knows exactly who he's playing.
But it's leading towards
Get the right casting.
Everyone's thinking he's just going to play Natural Born Killers again.
Yeah.
Get that crazy over-the-topness.
Be all right. People will be so happy. Yeah.
I think the rating's spot on then.
Yeah. Oh, Woody Harrelson. Terrifying. Like, he's just so good at everything he does.
Agreed.
Mm. You know, he was that lovable... Remember back in the day, that lovable guy in Cheers? And then you think about a character like in Hunger Games. I can't remember his character's name, but
Helmrich,
something like that. Yeah. You know, but jaded, over it, withdrawn from the Hunger Games, despite people needing his help. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then this kind of character, but yet you can see him in all of them.
Yep.
Yeah,
see him fitting in.
He's very good chameleon.
Yeah, absolutely. No, looking forward to that. Any other bit of
The other one. News? The other one is. James Cameron's at it again.
Uh-oh. What's he trying to ruin?
I am very on the fence about James Cameron. I can find his old stuff is fantastic.
Yep. Terminator 2, I mean,
Terminator 2,
classic.
Aliens.
Yeah, yep.
He's made True Lies. I love True Lies.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, but his latest stuff, he's got, you know, I hate Avatar. It's shit.
Can I admit something?
Did you see it?
Never saw it.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
If you didn't see it in cinema in 3D, it's not worth seeing. Because all it is just a 3D roller coaster.
Yeah.
That's all that movie is. And he's off making 4 more of them, and he thinks it's going to be the biggest thing ever. Mm. So he's
really?
Yeah, he's filming 4 of them back to back.
I thought complete it was just waste of money.
It's been 11 years since the last one came out.
Has it really?
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, it did take me quite a long time to get around to watching it, and I didn't see it at the cinema. I watched it just at home on the TV, and it was fine for that.
It's Pocahontas dancing with wolves.
Yeah,
you know, Pocahontas.
White man comes in and saves.
Yeah,
yeah.
That sort of thing. Anyway, he's come out and said, very appropriate timing, he's like, "Look, guys, I love the Marvel movies, but I'm hoping Marvel fatigue sets in soon."
Look, he's being honest.
Which fine, you're entitled to that opinion and stuff.
It's also jumping on coattails in the hope that...
Say the name Marvel to get publicity.
Exactly. Grab their audience and bring them over.
Well, no one is clamouring for more Avatar.
No.
You know, like...
No.
I thought it was done.
And I'm sure part of this is because he feels very threatened because, you know, he holds the titles for Avatar and Titanic of some of the biggest releases ever, and Marvel keeps knocking those down, further down. So there's a bit of that. Anyway, the Kevin Feige, the head of Marvel, was asked about that this morning, and he replied that, you know, what's your take on that? He goes, "Hey, James Cameron loves Marvel movies." He just decided to focus on that part, ignore the rest. Because
he's seen them all.
Yeah, sorry, bro. A movie comes out tomorrow that's going to break all the records.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's going to be absolutely huge. I know a lot of people are very excited about it. Mm. Very excited. But there's been a little bit of controversy, hasn't there?
There's been a lot of controversy, I've heard. And it's all to do with the fact that the release date has been brought from a usual Thursday to Wednesday, which the public holidays, Anzac Day. Mm. And so they're sprouting, saying that you shouldn't be releasing a highly violent movie on Anzac Day. And not only that, I mean, that's not for me to judge, but I think the fact that a lot of cinemas are opening up at 10 a.m. before the usual 1 p.m. opening of Anzac Day just to cash in on, you know, brand new movie, nobody's at work, nobody's at school.
We've all got those audience.
Yeah, let's get a few more hours of revenue in.
Do you also feel, though, Tom, that there's a lot of pressure from overseas? Like, when is the release of this movie in other countries?
Look, the movie has always been set to be coming out Anzac Day. And this is the hilarious part to me is this has been known for more than a year. It's been said on that. Marvel have always had a film out for around Anzac Day. And the cinemas generally do open at 10 a.m. because there's a ton of people in this country that didn't have anything to do with the diggers or were on the opposing side. And so don't look to reflect on that day. Mm. Also, it was wars for our freedom, and our freedom should be to do what the fuck we want to do.
Absolutely.
And if we want to go and
celebrate,
see a movie, you know, do things with family and celebrate the freedoms that we have.
I also don't think that it's a law that things have to open at one. If it was a law and they were breaking the law, I get it. I understand
it. It's on retail. It's the idea of goods and services. Yeah. So that's not where films fall.
Mm-hmm.
Also, fuck off. Karl Stefanovic was the one championing on TV. And he's so in touch with what young people like.
Oh,
cooling it up for the kids.
Oh.
Super cooling it up.
Super car.
Yeah.
But, look, the film has always been set to be coming out here. They actually brought it forward a week elsewhere in the world, so it's
matched
global release.
Yeah,
because we generally get Marvel movies either a day or a week earlier than everyone else.
Right.
And so they're going for the big global hit.
Makes sense to have it all in one go. It's too big a movie.
I just assumed it would be a worldwide release.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I assumed that was the reason why it was on Anzac Day, just because it's too big for it not to, globally, for it not to be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to be released.
Nice podcast. They make them for men.
Let's have a look at what else we've been watching.
I've got one not to watch.
Hello.
Okay, go.
Now, I am behind the eight ball in this one because I know there's a few seasons, but I thought, I'll give it a go. Designated Survivor.
Oh.
Did you watch it?
I watched like 10 episodes of the first season before I threw it into the bin.
Yeah. I watched the first one thinking, all right, I'll give it another go. I didn't make it through the second episode.
What's it about?
Okay, so when there is a big event in Washington and all the delegates go, all the senators, everybody political goes, one person is not allowed to go and gets held back in a secured room as the designated survivor. So if everybody gets blown to smithereens,
they are the
they become presidents.
Yes.
So guess what happens?
What?
They all get blown to smithereens.
And who's the designated survivor?
Some, you know, nobody who actually got fired a few hours earlier.
Okay.
Who plays him?
Oh, I've forgotten his name.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, Mr. Kiefer.
24.
I can't take him seriously.
No.
Really?
No.
Why?
It's the voice.
Yep. He's not presidential.
He's
it doesn't sound it at all.
No. And was he the killer in the movie Phone Booth, you know, with Colin?
Yes.
Yeah, and so you only ever heard his voice. So when I hear his voice,
oh, you just hear,
I hear a killer.
Yeah,
so
right.
I think, yeah.
That's awkward.
Anyway.
That's a shame because it's a great premise.
It is a great premise. I think it probably would have been better as a movie.
Yep.
Get it blasted out in 2 hours, not drag it out.
And they took weird political stances with it because his character is meant to be an upstart like Trump, but has very left leanings like Obama.
Okay, so in the current climate, as a lot of people like to say, it doesn't sit well? Or
it
is it just really confusing?
It's a bit weak.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And there's political machinations and all sorts of intrigue happening in the background that's not that interesting.
Yeah, and things, you know, like I don't know, what I took to be the mayor of Chicago was like, no, you're not taking over, you're not looking after my state. And you think,
so you
up.
Just didn't care.
I didn't care. I ended up finding I was on the phone, I was reading things, I'd walk off out of the room and then
go,
that's right.
Yeah, good sign, it's not meant to be.
Got a watching suggestion? email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
One show that I finally got around to watching, Tom, and you have been suggesting this for quite a while.
What's that?
Westworld. It took me so long because, now, I'll give you, if you're not in Australia, I'll give you a little backstory. So all the HBO programs, Foxtel have the rights to them here. So you watch Foxtel, you know, stream it or watch it on as cable. And there's also the opportunity to download the episodes on demand. That's what it's called. Mm. Now, my internet's not the best. I can stream, you know, Netflix, iView, SBS On Demand. I can stream YouTube and Twitch, no problem.
Yep.
I cannot download
Foxtel
episodes of anything anymore. I tried to download the first episode of Westworld about four times over the length of a week and a half. In the end, I just trawled through the TV guide and found box sets or whatever it's called. Just like they just had the whole first season. Yep. So I just said, please, series, link this. I think I've watched five now, episodes in. Oh, amazing.
Was it worth it?
It was so worth it. The only problem is now I am really worried about spoilers because the first episode of the second season is out.
It hit yesterday.
It's always a worry when you get into something a little bit late.
I can't go near Twitch.
Yeah.
Not Twitch. I can't go near Twitter.
I don't think there's anything I can discuss from the premiere like yesterday.
Too spoilery?
Until you see episode 10 of first season, this episode won't make any sense.
Okay.
Oh, really? Huh. So it's not only a spoiler.
There's a complete rug pull and a change of tactic on the show.
Well, maybe like a warning for me and anybody else who is late to the Westworld table, this will be the last week.
Yes, consider this your final spoiler because next week I'll be busting it wide open.
We'll throw Westworld spoiler chat right at the end of the episode. So if you haven't gotten around to it, you can sort of cut it out.
Did you notice that everyone's least favorite Hemsworth brother makes an appearance?
It took me ages to figure out who he was. I was like, do I know that face? Jeez, he's got such an American face. Had to look it up, and I went, oh, it's the other Hemsworth,
Luke,
the third.
Yeah,
the third.
Yeah, he's in it, and he's
good. Stubbs.
Yeah.
Head of security.
He does what he needs to do, but oh, what a great show. What a great premise.
Did you see your mate Stephen Ogg in the mix?
I did. Within the first half of the first episode, I think he was in it. Simon, a.k.a. Trevor from GTA.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's in it. And I did wonder if he was because I did see him take on his Instagram account a few days ago, sort of post a few things about Westworld, and I went, is he in it or something? So yeah. Anyway, really good, and like I said, we will be doing more spoilers next week.
Well, I'll just say for anyone that did watch it, how good was it? Was the goriest thing on television, eh? That premiere. I don't think I've ever seen that much death, destruction, and wanton dismemberment on television.
And sometimes there can be a lot. Like, we watch zombie apocalypse stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, this makes Game of Thrones look PG.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Thank you for warning me. At least now I can do it.
Oh, and the other thing I'll say is so much dong.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of dong and boobs before, you know, full frontal nudity, orgies, this sort of stuff that goes on. I think they have the longest orgy ever put on screen during season one. Yes.
I wonder if that's in the Guinness World Book of Records.
Might be.
I don't know. Game of Thrones sometimes tries to give it a red hot go.
this episode had a lot of dong.
Okay, so for the ladies,
get excited.
Or the men that like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good show. In fact, I want to hurry up and finish this podcast so I can go and watch it.
Go home and watch it.
Yeah, it's so good.
We are the Watchers. Now, the voice cracked. Hi, I'm the voiceover guy, and I've had enough. Toodaloo.
What else have you been watching?
So I checked out two new shows. One is called Drop the Mic, which just kicked off at season two. And I've caught parts of it online before, but it's not from Jimmy Fallon, I don't think, but it's kind of similar to Roast Battle.
Yep.
Where the guy, no, sorry, not Roast Battle, Lip Sync Battle.
It's
think Lip Sync Battle, but instead of lip syncing to songs, they rap to each other. Two celebrities rap about each other, like in a rap battle.
That's even more skill, I think.
Yes. And some of the contestants they have on, you can see, probably wrote their own stuff, and some of them clearly did not. They had comedy writers write it for them. So this first episode that I watched had Shaquille O'Neal versus Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
Who, from the Hangover films.
Yeah.
Who is a tiny little man against the giant Shaq.
I'm going to guess.
How is Shaq?
Well, Shaq's like a platinum selling rapper as well.
Yeah.
And he was Kazam.
Of course he was. All this sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And the two of them seem to have a great time. And, you know, we've seen Ken Jeong's gear on screen.
Yeah.
And so most of it was just rapping about dick size to one another. Like, you know.
So they had a good rapport then.
They really clearly got along. It was very funny. The other one was train wreck television to watch. It was Ricky Lake.
Oh.
Versus Jerry Springer.
Oh, wow.
Neither of whom should be rapping.
I was going to say there'd be a competition to see who would have sucked the least.
Look, Ricky was kind of good.
Was she?
Well, she, didn't she have an album?
I think so.
Yeah.
And she was sassy.
Yeah.
She was sassy. Whereas Jerry Springer was just old.
Yeah.
And he did rapping like you used to hear back in the 80s when no of the lyrics were clear.
Oh,
like, it was all that sort of stuff.
10 out of 10, Tom.
Oh, it was... hilarious, and he knew he sucked.
Yeah, so he just embraced it.
Yeah, but the audience voted for him, so he won. He beat Ricky.
Ricky would be fuming. Oh,
she did not take it well.
She would have rehearsed and everything. He probably did it all in the last half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be keeping up with this show because it looks like it's got potential. It's I feel like it's a step up past Lip Sync Battle because Lip Sync is just show off dancing and be cheesy and costumes and stuff, whereas this is literally... live or die on your feet.
Yeah.
In front of an audience.
Especially if you, it's not written for you. Mm. If you
had, I think that would be harder. I really do.
I'd get
laziness
stumped.
Would, stump
you. What rhymes with rock?
And it's hosted by Method Man from Wu-Tang. So a lot of Wu-Tang lines dropped in there, which I really dig.
Just for extra points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
The other one that I checked out, it's called Snoop Dogg's The Joker's Wild. Snoop Dogg has a game show.
Oh. How many shows does this guy have?
Lots. Yeah. He's good friends with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
And they've...
Wait. What?
No, he is. They've done a show together.
Yeah, they became friends on the Celebrity Roast Battle a couple of times they were both on.
That is the funniest mix ever.
Yeah. So they have a cooking show together.
Mm. And right. They're super calm. They just act like they've been friends for years when you
their
watch
target
it.
Target audience would be so wide.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a big net.
They constantly reference the fact that she did time.
Yeah.
And so that's given her a lot of cred in the hip hop world.
That.
So, yeah, they do a cooking show together and, you know, they'll each fry up their own fried chicken and have Ice Cube on to vote which one's better.
Works. It actually, you can sit there and watch it. It's very much like a daytime show.
I'm
sure it's broadcast during the daytime over there.
It is. Yep. And that's exactly what this new show is.
Yeah.
So it's Snoop Dogg set up a casino and there's a giant pokey. Type, you know,
so
jackpot,
good.
And the two contestants have to pull a lever, and it comes up with categories, and they choose. You know, I'll take that category for $300. So all the categories, Snoop has called on his celebrity friends, a lot of which are celebrity stoner friends.
Oh yeah, okay.
And like in the first episode, there's one category called Glazed and Confused, starring Matthew McConaughey.
Oh really?
And it is actual McConaughey, and he is so stoned.
All right.
Eyes are bloodshot and barely open. And he's holding a glazed donut in front of his face, talking to the camera through a glazed donut. He's like, all right, as this world constantly expands and we look further out into the cosmos, you got to look inside to ask questions like, do snails wee? And then that's the question for the contestant. Do snails wee or do weevils sneeze? Or just really, really random stuff.
It actually sounds like one of those random dreams that you wake up and you try to tell someone about and they're like,
and then they don't, it doesn't make any sense.
It
makes,
no, it was really good.
The show makes no sense, but Snoop is just holding it down and everyone's clearly having a very good time.
So did you have fun watching it?
So much fun.
That's the point. That's great.
So I've seen that there's guests coming up for the rest of the season. There's Exhibit, Cheech and Chong.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know,
anyone that should be hanging with
very
Snoop
much
is going to be in with Snoop.
Yeah.
But then also like RuPaul from RuPaul's Drag Race. And just, I don't know, he's obviously leaned on a lot of other daytime television celebs to go, hey, we're having some fun, come and do this thing.
Yeah.
And it's a $50,000 prize each episode, which is pretty good.
Wow. How do we get on?
I don't know, but the loser, whoever doesn't win, Snoop walks up and he's like, he takes money out of his pocket. He's like, no one goes home on my show without stuff. Here's some fun for you at the bar later. And drops $500 bucks for him.
Oh, I think we should go on that show.
Yeah, we should.
I think you two would clean up.
Yes. All right.
So, yeah, I'm really enjoying this new thing of hip-hop people crossing over into game shows because Jamie Foxx had one last year, and I'm digging this vibe. Yeah,
Jamie Foxx, a.k.a. Katie Holmes, BF.
It's a weird mix.
It is a weird mix, but they've been together for years.
Hey, I saw Katie Holmes in a movie last year.
Sorry, say her name properly.
Katie Holmes.
Yeah, that's what
I... Sorry.
Didn't know who you were talking about.
Yeah, she's in, what's it called, Logan Lucky, which I watched last night, which is a Steven Soderbergh film. He came out of retirement to do it, and it's basically one of the Ocean's movies, but at NASCAR. Hillbillies robbing a NASCAR, major race day. Channing Tatum, Adam Driver. Daniel Craig doing a fantastic, crazy Southern accent.
Really?
He's got a few names in there.
His name's Joe Bang, and he's the demolitions expert.
It's Joe name. Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Bang.
Was it fun?
It was really good fun. Look, not an amazing film. I wouldn't put it up there as the same as the Ocean ones, but they're really, really polished, and it's about that aspirational world where this is a far more realistic take on what some people could do to rob NASCAR.
What was it called again?
Logan Lucky.
Logan Lucky.
Because the Adam Driver and Channing Tatum play brothers, the Logan brothers.
Could they have found two people who look least like each other?
Well, they kind of address that a little bit. I won't go into it, but it's part of the joke. Adam Driver only has one arm.
What?
He's got a fake arm.
Did he lose it in a NASCAR accident?
No, he was a Iraq war veteran.
So he
runs a bar. But
so he just had to
running,
it out.
Well, there's a running joke throughout that he's wearing this really bad prosthetic arm. And someone's like, how'd you lose your arm? He's like, my hand. I only lost my hand. The stump's there. And like pulls it off and gives it away. It comes up a lot.
All right. I'll check it out. What else have you been watching, Tony?
Well, I had a little look. I'm not so much of a YouTube watcher, but I went down a bit of a rabbit hole.
It happens.
Mm. It happens really easily. So, you know, there are YouTube videos, and I have follow them on Facebook and that, of tasty videos. You know,
sure.
They make the food, and it's always filmed from above, and it's very neat and polished and everything like that. Mm-hmm. It's the behind the scenes of the tasty videos.
Ooh.
It's really good. And so they will show, there was one where he was, it doesn't really matter, they were making all sorts of different things. And one was a 100-layer lasagna.
I saw that video.
Did you see that one?
On Facebook.
And yeah, and it took him days to try and get it right and to just get it out of the pan.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one where it was the same guy, actually. He was trying to make a chocolate sphere to then take the bottom of it and put it over a dessert so that when you pour chocolate.
Gosh.
Yeah,
the whole video was him trying to get the chocolate out of the sphere, and he did it for days and days. It's another one where a girl was trying to fill the inside of a balloon with chocolate to then set it, break the balloon apart, and it would be this giant Easter egg.
That sounds difficult.
It was so fun.
So it was all the fails, was it?
Or? I guess the fails. It was more the process. It wasn't, you know, a compilation of fails from Tasty. It was,
not fail. So I've done some food preparation photography in the past. And like to give you an idea on things, one shot for a McDonald's burger, they will generally set aside 2 days to achieve.
Yeah.
Because,
really?
Well, it's not the real ingredients used. That's why I'm so impressed with this, because they're actually making for real.
It.
So much of food photography, they are using lookalike.
I've heard that.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there'll be certain things that will look better than real.
Yeah.
Mm.
But if with things like a burger, like in 2018, there is no expectation that if you go to, you know, Hungry Jack's or Burger King or McDonald's or whatever, that you're going to pick up a burger that looks like the one in the ad.
Ah, but the photo that you see out in the real world needs to look like that, because otherwise you won't go into the store to buy the
you
real
in.
Thing.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So Tasty have got their own YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Oh,
I could
very
lose
cool.
really
so much time
so
watching that.
Lots of time.
Are and there lots of videos?
There were quite a few.
Cool.
I didn't watch all of them,
yeah,
but it made the normal Tasty videos a bit boring now.
Oh, no, sure. It's ruined it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to watch that 100-layer...
The 100-layer lasagna.
That's so they counted. Just making my mouth water.
Yeah. They counted the pasta, the meat, and the bechamel sauce as three layers.
Okay, fair.
Okay.
Yeah. Very fair.
Yeah. And it was huge. Mm. It was huge.
I bet it was.
Yeah. And then they have to do all this filming of getting the fork going into it correctly, and they've got one shot for that. It was interesting. Really interesting.
I'm nervous on their behalf, and they've already done it.
Yeah.
I'm really nervous.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
I watched a cool little thing on ABC iView, because because I thought, I'll go and just, because I'd seen them advertise something on Facebook and I couldn't for the life of me remember what it was. And it was called Other People's Problems.
Oh.
It's from here, Australia, from Melbourne actually. And the cool thing is they're only like 6 to 8 minutes long.
Sure.
Perfect.
Each episode. Mm. And she's a copywriter. And what she ends up doing is writing letters for people who want to address a socially awkward situation without being abrasive or abrupt, like just trying to smooth it out and get a nice
outcome.
Yeah. So, for example, one of them earlier on in the season was there was a mother whose baby was newbornish or, you know, a baby and was having trouble sleeping during the day because the kid next door, who's about 10, used to do piano practice.
Oh,
and she's like, well, he's not doing anything naughty, but my kid can't sleep.
Yeah.
And it's just really hard. So she went to this girl who is the copywriter and asked her to write a letter and solve it.
Letter.
Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And with a 6 to 8 minute long episode, definitely bingeable.
Nice.
Totally bingeable. And what a great premise that you can just have them sitting there on a free streaming site and that they will allow film or TV producers to have longer or shorter things depending. Because if it was longer, it'd be drawn out.
Sure.
Yes.
So, yeah, really good and worthwhile watching. And just really quickly as well, whilst I was there, I managed to watch a show from about 2012. I remember it was on my radar because it has Jennifer Saunders in it, who I love, called Dead Boss.
Right.
And it's set in a prison and one woman has just gone in to the prison and she's like, I didn't murder my boss, the dead boss.
Uh-huh.
So she's trying to get appeals and everything and everybody in there is wild and wacky and zany, all the characters in the women's prison. Jennifer Saunders.
So it is a comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Jennifer Saunders is the warden, the boss lady of the prison. But then whilst I was looking through that, I saw that Wentworth is now on ABC iView. So if you've always wanted to watch Wentworth for free, it's on there.
Yeah.
Get stuck in.
Exactly.
Get stuck in.
See what Prisoner Revamped is actually like.
I got two new shows coming this week. Get excited for.
Okay.
One I'm sure plenty of our listeners already know about is Archer.
Yes.
It's going to season 9.
Jeez, it's been that long.
Wow. It has, and they only do a season every year and a half, 2 years, something like
really?
That. So it's been going for quite some time now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the last few seasons, they keep rebooting the show and changing the setting. So we had one
which
year.
Which is why it's been able to go for so long, I'd imagine.
Yeah, they had
people
one year that was 80s. There were cocaine runners in Miami. The last year's one was set in the, I want to say the 40s. Yeah, it was the 40s during the you know,
just pre-war or war?
No, it was nothing to do with the war. It was more to do about bootlegging.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
So this season is called Danger Island, and it's set in the 30s, and it's going to be action-adventure on an island with a volcano.
Whoa.
Yep. Indiana Jones, basically. Yeah. I'm so on board for this.
Me
That'd
too.
Be fun.
They've
Sounds
rebooted
fun.
The characters again, and one of them's stuck in a parrot.
So good.
Which is just amazing. So that starts, I think it might be Friday. I can't remember.
Okay.
Later this week. And then early next week, Colony finally comes back, which is a show I love. It's a summer show in the States, so it's like a mid-season replacement.
Mm.
And they're going to their third season, and basically the show started overnight. These giant walls came down all around the world, but we're following a family in L.A., walling LA in.
Wow.
And we don't know who did it. We don't know who's taken over, but everyone now answers to these robotic drones that are patrolling the city, shoot people on sight.
God.
There are proxies. We're led to believe it's probably aliens, but there's also the potential that it might be
Donald Trump.
No, it might be like North Korea 60 years in the future may have sent people back.
Oh.
There's all these different theories, and they've never fully confirmed. We have seen things that look alien-ish.
Yes.
But they could be people wearing
be
suits for confusion and this sort of stuff. So it's all very up in the air. The thing that's so crazy about it is the father that we're following, he was former SAS and now he serves kind of not as an enforcer but like as a police officer for these guys and keeping things safe. And unbeknownst to him, his wife, who was Rick's wife on
Laurie
on Walking Dead.
And she was in Prison Break.
Yes. She is secretly a member of the Resistance.
Ooh.
So she's spilling secrets on him without him knowing. He's chasing her down without her knowing.
They're spying on each other.
So it gets very gritty very quick. Season two expanded the world a lot more, and season two left with them a few of them actually finding a way out of the wall. So season three, it looks like they're in the woods, struggling for survival, fighting back. About time some fight back started happening, because they've been trying and things just don't go well for them.
Sounds like my kind of show.
It's really... It's only 10 episodes each season, and I really recommend diving in. Cause it's been
once
fun.
I finished Wentworth today, not Wentworth, Westworld today, I'll start getting into that one.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds so good. Now, I know that you are a big fan of watching, like, Luther, you know, those sort of Who Did It murder mysteries.
Yes.
Have you been watching any that you can recommend?
I have. Oh, Broadchurch season 3 has just dropped on Netflix, and it's great.
Is it really?
It's really good. I was a bit unsure as to whether they would continue with that original storyline, just to recap, that the little boy was found dead on the beach, and it found, you know, won't give too much away, but
that's
the main characters were involved.
Okay.
And I thought, three seasons in, you know, second season it resolved, but nobody was happy with the resolution. I thought, okay, they're going to rehash it again, because that could be quite boring and drawn out. Yeah. It doesn't. They allude to it, and they allude to it more in the fact that it's a small seaside town that they live in, that the town is still grieving from that situation and they're still not coping, and it comes back to them. But it's a brand new storyline, and it's really good. It's interesting. Really
so
interesting.
It's caught you, even though the first two seasons had that one storyline. You can now
look, I think within the first few minutes you were caught. And you were watching going, what? Why?
Yeah, right.
Like, what? Yeah, and it's just continually evolved. I've only watched maybe four episodes. And
still, that's a fair bit.
It's a fair bit. It's an English show, so I don't think there'll be too many more episodes left. But it really has you.
It's got you.
Yeah, and it you can tell they're leaving you a lot of red herrings, but it makes you guess and question everyone. You're like, it's him. Awesome. No, it was them. No, it was that person.
It was her.
Awesome.
So, it was the village
itself. Really
good,
and but it still has that same beautiful photography that Broadchurch had. It's got the same feeling, that nice calmness about it, but just that undercurrent of you're never sure who to trust, who to believe in that small town. Good. Ooh, worth a watch.
Yeah.
Worth a watch.
It sounds like it. Anything else that you've gotten into, Tom?
I just kept watching Avengers trailers on
the way. There we go. What about you, Steph? Have you got anything else before we jump into a bit of zombie action?
I think the only other thing I have been watching, which you might have mentioned a few weeks ago, was the show Nailed It.
Oh, yes.
It is possibly the funniest thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
What's the name of the lady? The really sassy African-American
lady? I don't know.
She's
worth it.
Isn't she amazing?
And she just gets better, better and better.
She's funny.
I watched a supercut of her the other day. Yeah. Someone's put together on YouTube of just her most ridiculous stuff. She's so good.
And you know that she just does stuff ad-lib and just yells at crew members who are not even on camera.
But that's what the whole show's about. Yeah. It's about being loose. It's about not having the time to be super rehearsed.
No.
I mean, you can tell by the stuff that they cook.
The stuff they cook is laugh out loud. Don't think it's going to be as bad as it is, and then they turn it round, and their catchphrase is nailed it. So as they turn the cakes around, they go, nailed it. And you're crying with laughter over what they've...
so bad.
I think the Trump one was the funniest.
The premise is that they're supposed to recreate these, you know, it's almost like MasterChef, those award-winning desserts that are amazing, or the cakes or whatever that, you know, someone in New York has sold for $10,000 at a wedding once.
Yep.
And then that they've got like half an hour to recreate and they can't cook.
They're not bakers.
No.
You know, they're not anyone who would go on to Australian Greatest Bake Off.
No.
They can't cook. Most of them don't know what to do.
So
and there are great little bits, you know, where they can freeze their other contestants for 3 minutes, or they can get the host to go in and intervene and just yell at them for 3 minutes to interrupt them.
Nice.
And there's one where they can also call over one of the professionals to come and help them. So the professional will come over, but he's French, and there's one episode where he can come and help, but the other person's interference can make him speak in French. So he went over and is helping, but he spoke in French the entire time.
So good.
It was great. There's another one where this old lady. Yeah, this old lady was one of the contestants. And so she froze all the other contestants for 3 minutes. And in the 3 minutes, she walked to the pantry and back.
That's all she did.
She was just so gave far herself. Behind. It's great. It's one of those shows that, you know, if you're like me, I'm always flicking through my phone, doing something else while I've got the TV going.
Because sometimes you don't want to sit there and watch something that's super deep and you have to concentrate on. Yeah,
you just want an easy thing just to have in the background. This is not a background show. You put everything down because you cannot stop watching. It is so funny.
It's too good.
It's really good. It's worth it.
Spoiler alert. In 3, 2, 1... You have been warned.
Now, this is the time where we start to talk about Fear the Walking Dead. Oh, yes. Guess what I made Steph watch? Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh, I was going to say John
hates,
Wick.
No. She hates zombies.
I hate zombies so much.
There was a bit where she was dry wrenching and it was great.
Zombies in it.
Tom, there are a lot. they were all stuck in a silo. And they fell into the
But it was very dark.
She's already doing the dry retching.
Oh, but look, don't worry.
Dry retching.
don't you remember there was that guy that came at the end and he had his little bike with the ding, 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 ding. And he got everyone up into that van.
That's true.
That's thoughtful for you.
That was very thoughtful.
They were herded away.
I didn't think about him. Oh, look, I thought the silo was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
A great idea. Until you fall in with them.
Yeah.
Or they open the hatch to let all the rancid zombie water and guts to come out everywhere. That was disgusting.
But I just wonder if they're almost immune to the stench.
They seem pretty used to it by now.
They didn't react, which I thought bad acting, because you'd always react to that.
So, but in that silo, there were bits where I was like, I don't know who's fighting who. Is that a zombie? Is that Jenna Elfman? I can't tell.
Leave Dahmer alone.
Yeah,
leave
Dahmer
alone. Where's Greg?
She looks very worried. Maybe Greg is one of them.
Oh.
But I do like the premise that they've now got for this season, the before and after. Mm-hmm. And they made it obvious enough because last episode we saw Morgan's arrival into that world. It was all dark and dreary. And the before, which is what we saw in this episode, is a lot colourful and lighter. And I'm assuming we're going to go
colourful,
back and forth.
Happy.
No. Yeah, I just mean as in...
That sepia tone.
There's a little bit of hope still left in there. A
little bit.
So I think we're going to see that hope crushed out of them, and that leads to why they're so
It'll be interesting cranky. To see how that changes. How that colour of the filming changes.
It might subtly change or it might just go bow.
I will ask, when the episode started and you realised that we'd flash back to the original characters, did you go, oh.
Oh, yeah, where's our favourite three characters?
I was a little bit like, oh, okay, I'm happy that that's the structure we're going to get.
Yeah.
It seems like that's a good way to address things and we'll probably... Fingers crossed it only takes a few episodes to catch up completely and move on.
It looked like that's what we're doing next episode.
Yes, I hope so because I don't need that to be the structural season.
Not the big build-up. But, yeah, I did feel a bit of, oh, that's a shame. But at the same time, I was still fascinated with the whole idea of a baseball, like a stadium, a sporting stadium somewhere. And we were talking about how you could take the chairs away and put Queenslander building houses up.
We were strategizing.
Yeah, we were. We were doing a lot of that.
It just made me think that how cool would it be if Walking Dead Universe had an anthology series where every year you followed a different set of survivors.
I would actually like that.
6 episodes or something like that.
Yep.
And then each time it comes back, completely different setting, new characters, doesn't connect to anything else. I think they could get a lot of mileage out of it.
I do too, because like we were talking about it last week, we enjoyed the first episode of Fear the Walking Dead because the Morgan arriving by himself, it's all about survival.
Yes.
Oh, and that gunslinger.
That's the bit. And the gunslinger, Mr. John Dory. That's what it's all about. That's what the interesting part is. It's not the whole setting up of communities and then fighting with each other.
Did you see the first episode?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because the woman at the end with the short hair, she drives a military truck and she can pull a lever and has machine guns come out the top and spray the crowd.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's
Instead,
impressive.
Last night we saw people moping around in a baseball field.
Yeah.
Because of the weevils.
Here was my question. Yeah, the weevils. Those new people arrived with all their trucks and their little bell and they put all the zombies into the back of a truck. If I was in the baseball stadium, I'd be like, great, Let them do that. Let them sit out there and get the zombies. I'll be in my baseball stadium doing my gardening.
Yeah, also, the garden's all dying, so they've got no food, and this is an old school siege tactic.
Yeah.
But it's super passive aggressive, and I could see some characters in the baseball stadium, like Madison, just going, all right, I'm just going to drive past and go and get some food.
Yeah.
Look, we haven't seen yet where, what's this, not Carlos. You know who I'm talking about.
I want to say Salamander, but that's not it.
Salvador?
I can't remember his name. Okay. I know who you're talking about.
So the old yes. Mexican guy.
Yes.
We didn't necessarily see him die last season.
Oh.
He's still on the outside somewhere. And there was someone that Madison was talking about of he's off doing his own thing. We need to let him come back to us in his own time. I think he was talking about Nick, but it felt like it could also be talking about.
Nick was doing a real Nick thing.
Is it Salivar?
Salivar, is that it? That sounds closer. Can we call him Salamander just for this episode?
Sure. Let's call him Newt.
Okay, Mr. Newt. Yeah. Perfect.
No, I feel like maybe something will come into play there, but at the same time, we know things go tits up for him, so probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might be in the second half of the season. I can't remember how Fear the Walking Dead works.
In what way?
In you know how you get the 8-episode blocks of half seasons?
Yes.
How long the break is between them? Or is it all of their summer? The US's summer?
No, I think they do it in 8 episodes as well, but we'll get 8 now and then there'll be a break for 6 weeks or something. Then they'll come back, do their ones, lead into Walking Dead.
Yeah, that makes more sense. That makes way more sense.
Yes, last season ended with them blowing up the dam and all being separated. And there was some hint in this episode that it's been at least 365 days since they got to the stadium. So we don't know how long it was from getting out of the dam.
Or how far away.
That's right.
It is, yeah, I understand what you mean. This season is more captivating than other seasons have been for me, so
I'm enjoying it.
I'm happy with it. We've got a quiz.
We do have a quiz.
I'm excited because I didn't have to prep for it.
No, I prepped for it. Would you like to know the name of the quiz?
Please.
Swing into it.
Sounds sexy.
Okay, so I was having a little think, and I was thinking about sitcoms and how a lot of the time these days they are open plan living.
They are. Probably. Like a lot of houses.
A lot of houses. Yeah. But back in the day, they were not open plan living. In fact, most sitcoms had a swinging door into the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
So my quiz for you is, swing into it, name the sitcoms that had a swinging door into the kitchen.
Oh, there's so many.
There are so many. I had to do a lot of research for this.
Do you know which one they had the perfect character for this, but they
didn't use it?
There wasn't a swinging door in Seinfeld. Kramer would have been perfect with a swinging door.
Sure.
But he didn't have one because they were a New York apartment.
Exactly.
All right, so definitely Golden Girls. 100% there was a swinging door there.
Yep.
I'm going to go for Clarissa Explains It All.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
That didn't come up in my research.
Did Sabrina the Teenage Witch have one?
Mm-mm,
really?
No, you could see down through the hallway.
You're right, yeah.
Roseanne didn't. Which surprise, you know, that sounds like the kind of sitcom that would.
I'm going to go for Step by Step.
Oh, it did. And can I tell you how long it took to confirm that one? Because I had to watch lots of videos and every time they would cut with the door not in shot.
Sure.
Step by step, day by day.
Family Ties had one. In fact, I think in the opening theme you could see the mother, I think, going through the door or something like that. Swinging door.
Okay, you've only gotten 3 so far.
I feel like Dinosaurs had one. Do you remember?
Oh, they would have.
But I didn't look at that one.
They would have.
That's right.
I'll give you the point.
Okay, great. Different strokes. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the name. Who's the Boss would have had one.
Who's the Boss? Ding. Come on, this is supposed to be fast.
Growing Pains?
Ding.
Did Home Improvement have one? Oh, actually, no, I don't think so. They had the garage door. Okay, yes.
The Brady Bunch would have had one going into the outside.
Into the sunroom.
The sunroom? Yeah, they would.
Yep.
But it was more like a saloon door, I think.
But it still swings.
Yeah, it swings. That's true. Other shows that would have had it. I wonder if Perfect Strangers with Baki Bartoka moves.
Okay. I researched it. Couldn't find it.
Okay, so maybe there wasn't one.
No.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I'm just saying 80s and 90s sitcoms now. Do you remember Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
I do remember.
Do you remember the first? Okay, this is a little sidetrack. This is whilst my brain tries to think of others. But the very first episode of Hanging with Mr. Cooper, he moves into a house and he goes, oh, the previous family left their one of their family portraits up on the wall, on the mantelpiece. It was the Growing Pains set.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I quite like that. Nice. That was funny.
Potentially the Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Oh, Pete and Pete. God, I love that.
I don't know if that didn't come up.
Sure.
Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
There was an episode where one of the main characters put their back out and they had to hang on the door. And so as people came in and out of the kitchen, they would swing
there. Is that Different Strokes?
Not Different Strokes, but you're on the right track.
Webster?
No.
Family Ties?
Oh, we said Family Ties.
Cosby Show.
Family Matters.
But ding, ding.
Oh, Family Matters. Yep. Who was it that was hanging on? It wasn't
the father.
Urkel, was it?
The father.
Father was.
Yep, Family Matters and Family Ties.
How have we not said Full House yet?
I know.
Does Full House have one?
Yes, it does.
Okay, all right.
Yes, it does. You got the Cosby Show.
How many more have you got that we haven't picked yet?
Ooh, so many.
Sounds like a lot. Holy cow. You're still counting.
Maybe 11.
Holy dooly. All right, let's go for a couple more.
Speed round. There's one with a puppet.
Alf.
Sure.
Alf. They needed that one.
Yep.
For him. Yeah. It's not bad. What about Harry and the Hendersons? Did they have one?
Didn't.
That was a sitcom.
It was.
Yeah.
I watched it more than I watched the movie.
Oh, shame.
Mm.
Good movie.
Because wasn't John Lithgow the dad in the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just some guy in the sitcom who probably is rather famous now as a character actor.
But as a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you give us a couple more clues?
Okay. Very famous black and white comedy.
I Love Lucy?
Yes.
Did they?
Yes.
What about How I Met Your Mother?
No.
Not in Marshall's?
Okay. No.
Now I'm thinking of things like Two Guys, a Girl and a Pizza
New
Place.
York Apartment.
Not Friends.
Not Friends.
No, Friends didn't have one.
There was apartment. A character that goes between Friends and
Mad
the
About
show.
You. Mad About
You.
Yeah, they did too.
They did have one.
Yeah.
Will and Grace?
No.
No.
Open Plan.
Sure.
Open Plan Living.
Imagine Karen and Jack going through that though. That door would be so funny.
It'd be good.
They just put it in. Mm. Well, they could put it in now. The show's back. All right, let's give us one more. Clue for one more.
One more. She was the help who ended up marrying.
The nanny.
The nanny. The nanny.
It just goes to show you not only how many sitcoms existed between the 80s and 90s, but also how many used swinging doors. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, well.
Can I just ask, can we hear everyone's best nanny laugh? Can you do a best laugh? Oh, God, that's good.
That's like what she's on helium.
What was his name?
Mr. Sheffield.
Mr. Sheffield and Niles the butler.
Yeah.
And Cece.
And Cece. They ended up together.
They did too.
Yeah, very end.
Yep.
There was a lot of stuff that didn't need to happen at the end. It was all a bit bizarre.
Yeah, they jumped the shark, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you missed Happy Days.
Oh, Three's speaking Company. Of jumping the shark. Yeah.
Three's Company, Jesse, which I didn't know, that one.
That Blossom.
Blossom, Sister Sister, Growing Pains. You'd mentioned the set,
but
you didn't say it. King of Queens and That 70s Show. And apparently they did it because the sets never sat actually side by side. They were just rooms on different blocks. So the swinging door meant that they didn't have to use a whole set.
What a well-researched quiz.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
That was good fun. That was good fun. You can think of any other swinging door sitcoms, let us know. Yeah. Jump onto anywhere you find us, Facebook or...
And if you're a Western fan, jam it. We're not talking Westerns. This is no Saloon Zone.
No way. Mm-mm. Steph, thank you so much for coming
Thanks for having.
It's been a pleasure.
Get on
soon. And Tom?
Hi. I forgot what I was going to say. I had one ready and it's gone.
So what you chose to
I'm
say
just thinking about Avengers.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about Avengers.
Oh, that's why. That's understandable.
Should we tell them?
Yeah, we should. We should. So if you haven't seen it in your podcast feed, there's going to be a special Avengers only podcast where we just talk about it.
We're going to the very first screening tomorrow morning, and then we're going to be racing in here to record afterwards.
So you'll see it.
Thoughts.
Absolutely. Great. You'll be able to go and watch it and then enjoy that podcast all by itself.
Great. I'm going to scream the word spoilers at the start.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet, which you probably won't, because I don't know how many people are dedicated enough to go at 10 a.m. on the day, but you know.
Yep.
As soon as you've seen it, you can dive in with us and let's dissect.
We've made this one the spoiler-free, so you're welcome.
Yeah, I like that.
Everyone enjoy.
Yeah. All right, shall we go again? Stephanie, thank you.
Why? Thank you very much.
And now, Tom.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.